Welcome to episode 1428 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Every violation of the 10 commandments can be traced back to the first violation. Every sin in human history has its origin in the Garden of Eden. And at the heart of that first sin is coveting. Genesis 3 verse 6.
When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it.
Eve sees, desires, takes, acts. Before the action comes, the internal state. Before the sin comes the desire. Eve coveted the fruit, and that covetous desire led to disobedience. This is the first sin recorded in Scripture. And it is fundamentally about coveting. To understand the significance of Eve's coveting, we must understand what she had before the temptation. Eve lived in a garden where all her needs were met, where beauty surrounded her, where she had work that was meaningful, where she walked with God. She had everything, but one tree was forbidden. One tree bore fruit she could not eat.
You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will surely die.
For a time, Eve was satisfied. She did not desire the forbidden fruit. She accepted the boundary, trusted God's goodness, trusted that what God had given was enough. But then, the serpent came. The serpent asked a question designed to create doubt.
Did God really say, "You must not eat from any tree in the garden"?
We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, "You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die."
You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
The serpent is suggesting that what Eve has is not enough, that there is something she lacks. She should want what is forbidden. And notice what the creature appeals to. You will be like God. You can have God's status, knowledge, power. The serpent's temptation works on three levels, all connected to coveting. First, physical desire. The fruit was good for food. Eve covets something that would satisfy physical appetite. She desires what her body wants. Second, aesthetic desire. Pleasing to the eye. Eve covets what is beautiful. She desires what looks good, what appeals to her sense of aesthetics. Third, spiritual desire. Desirable for gaining wisdom. Eve covets what would make her like God. She desires knowledge, status, power, transcendence. The temptation works because it appeals to legitimate desires. Eating is not wrong. Beauty is not wrong. Seeking wisdom is not wrong. But the temptation twists these desires, creates coveting for what has been forbidden. This is how coveting works. It does not typically create desires for things that are evil in themselves. It twists legitimate desires, makes you want what you should not have, makes you covet what belongs to God or to someone else. Eve takes the fruit. She eats. She gives some to Adam. He eats. And immediately, everything changes.
Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
Shame enters. The awareness you have done something wrong. The awareness you are exposed. Before the sin, Adam and Eve were naked and they felt no shame. They were vulnerable, but secure. They had nothing to hide. They were not afraid. But coveting and disobedience produce shame. They produce the sense they are exposed. They produce the impulse to hide.
But the Lord God called to the man,
"Adam, where are you?"
He answered,
"I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
Fear enters. Where once there was trust, now there is fear. Fear of God, fear of judgment, fear of exposure, and then blame enters.
"The woman you gave me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it."
"Woman, what is this you have done?"
"The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
Instead of taking responsibility, Adam blames the woman. Eve blames the serpent. Blame is the refusal to acknowledge that the desire came from within. And then the consequences multiply. Pain in childbearing, difficulty in work, conflict in relationships, death itself.
Dust you are, and to dust you will return.
All of this flows from one moment of coveting. One moment when Eve saw something forbidden and desired it. One moment when she was dissatisfied with what she had and coveted what she did not have. This is the pattern that will repeat throughout Scripture. Coveting leads to sin. Sin produces shame, fear, and blame. And those produce separation from God and from each other. Cain covets the favor Abel receives from God. Cain's offering is not accepted. Abel's is. Cain is angry.
You think you're better than me?
Cain's covetous jealousy leads him to murder his brother. Saul covets the loyalty and admiration of the people. David receives it instead.
Saul has slain his thousands. David his tens of thousands.
Saul's covetous jealousy leads him to attempt to murder David repeatedly. Judas covets money and status. When Jesus does not become the political Messiah Judas hopes for, Judas's covetous desire leads him to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Coveting is the root of all rebellion against God. It is saying, "What you have given me is not enough. I want more. I want what you have forbidden. I want to be like you." It is a rejection of trust. Eve trusted God before the temptation. She believed what God had given was good, but coveting introduces doubt. It makes Eve question whether God is truly good. It makes Eve wonder whether God is withholding something good from her. The serpent suggests to her that God is being selfish, withholding something he wants only for himself. The serpent claims if Eve takes what God has forbidden, she will become like God. And Eve believes this. Her coveting is rooted in a belief God cannot be trusted, that what God is withholding is something she deserves to have. Coveting is not just about wanting things. It is about trust. About whether you believe God is good, whether you accept God's boundaries or reject them. The temptation in the garden parallels modern temptation. Social media creates the perception you are lacking. It whispers, "You could have this. You deserve this. Others have it. Why not you?" Advertising is designed to make you dissatisfied with what you have. It whispers, "You need this. This will make you happy. This will make you like the people you admire." Constant comparison with others creates the sense you are falling behind. It whispers, "Others have more. Others are better. You are lacking." All of these work the same way the serpent's temptation worked. They create doubt. They suggest what you have is not enough. They create coveting for what you do not have. And like the original sin, modern coveting leads to consequences. It leads to debt, to broken relationships, to anxiety and depression, to shame. According to a 2023 Experian survey, the average American carries $38,000 in personal debt, excluding mortgages. Much of this debt is driven by spending beyond means. Spending driven by coveting what others have. Research shows people who spend based on comparison with others experience higher rates of anxiety and depression. The act of comparing yourself to others produces measurable psychological harm. A survey by Bankrate found that 35% of Americans have credit card debt in collections. Many of these people are not struggling for basic survival. They are struggling because they overextended themselves trying to have what they coveted. Before the sin, Adam and Eve were innocent. They were not naive. They understood boundaries. They understood that one tree was forbidden. They accepted that boundary. Did not covet. The 10th commandment addresses a question. Can you accept boundaries without coveting what is beyond them? This is difficult. In our modern age, we are taught accepting a boundary is itself a problem. We are taught to reach for the stars, taught that there should be no limits to our desires. But the Garden of Eden reveals something different. It reveals that true flourishing comes not from having no boundaries, but from accepting boundaries and not coveting what is beyond them. Adam and Eve had everything within the garden: food, beauty, work, relationship with God and each other. But they coveted one more thing, the fruit of the forbidden tree. That one covetous desire cost them everything. Father, help us recognize the temptation to doubt your goodness and reject the boundaries you have set for us. Teach us to trust that your limits are not deprivation, but protection, and that what you have given us is enough. Free us from grasping for what is forbidden, and lead us into the peace, contentment, and wholeness that come from trusting you completely. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.